Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. This is Danny Beard with Head Coach.
Hey, Danny. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How about you?
And, you know, the weekend's over. I could have enjoyed it a little bit longer, but it's good to be back at work. How'd the weekend go for you?
Oh, it was good, buddy. It was good.
Good, man. Well, we...
I thought it was just too short.
That's a good thing, though. That means you had a good time, right?
That's right. That's right.
Perfect. So, yeah, we just got your online application here. I think you put down you were looking into the working capital program. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, what was it we were looking to do there?
I don't really know. I was just going to see what you had to offer. I've always needed some working capital, it seems.
Mm-hmm. What was it you usually...
This year, it's been a pretty tough year. I use a Swift Capital.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah. We've heard of them.
I do a lot of short-term advances with them.
Okay.
And I've currently got one with them right now.
How much do you have on that current one?
It was originally for $75,000, but it's down to about 40-something probably.
In the 40s now?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what was... I don't have kind of like the SIC codes there. What do you do there for the business?
What's my business?
Correct.
Well, I have two different areas that I service, I guess you might say. I have a timber company.
Okay.
Which we purchase timber and we harvest timber with our logging machines.
Uh-huh.
And then we haul it. Then we haul it to the paper and lumber mills with our trucks.
Okay.
And then I've got a used equipment division, too, that I buy and sell and trade used equipment.
I
worked
gotcha.
For a Caterpillar dealer for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, heavy equipment, Caterpillar. So that's my background.
Gotcha. Got the base from them and kind of moved on and started your own thing?
Yes.
Okay. Are those two...
Well, I got more than the base from them in 20 years.
I bet you did. Did you... those two things that you guys do for the business, is it all under the same name or do you have it as two separate businesses?
No, it's all under the same name.
Okay, so it's all under the Hadco... is it ALTD Liability Company?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And so how much were you maybe looking to bring on there on the capital? Did you have a ballpark figure?
I don't know. I noticed that your structure is different from one of those other companies. It looked like y'all were more into the long-term payback. Is that right?
So have you ever done working capital before?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing with Swift.
Okay, yeah. So how we do it is it's a fixed payback amount. We're actually more on the shorter term for the loan, so it's anywhere from 3 to 36 months, depending on what you qualify for. First-timers usually are in the 6 to 24-month range. Obviously, you can qualify for anything else. But it's mostly just based off your gross annual sales. It's actually a very straightforward program. We just do a fixed payback amount. You know exactly how much you will owe, and you just kind of divvy it up between however long of the term is you choose. And it's mostly based off your gross annual sales. That is the big difference there compared to most companies.
Okay.
Most base it off of your credit. We base it off the cash flow there. So we believe if you have the cash flow, you can float the note. Do you have any idea what you guys did in sales last year? I could probably give you a ballpark here of what we could free up for you.
Well, you're probably going to run into... See, I'm already doing that exact same thing with Swift. I actually asked them for some more on my,
on the original?
Current, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they turned me down because we've been a little slow here lately. But my annual sales are usually between $1 million and $1.5 million.
Okay. Okay, so you have, is it pretty seasonal there then?
Not typically, but this year has been very wet here.
Hmm, Okay, with the weather.
I guess it was La Nina or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's affected different parts of the country a little differently than what is the normal, you know, annual rainfall.
Yeah.
So we've had some pretty slow times here.
I got you.
It's not that way now. It's straightened up now, but it was the first half of the year was really bad.
Yeah. No, but just the industry as a whole there was kind of struggling, especially with election year going on. You got people not wanting to really make any heavy moves there as well. So with the weather and the economic conditions there, I can definitely understand that. Are you guys on track to kind of do the same then as last year on sales, or do you might think you might be trending just a little bit down based off the weather?
We may be. We're going to probably be a little closer to the million this year.
Okay.
Last year, I think we were like 1.3 million or 1.4 million.
Okay. Based off like those rough numbers, when you're in that kind of area of the sales, we're usually going to probably be able to free up, I'd say, anywhere from probably 85 to maybe 120K. In that region. Was that kind of a number you were looking there for, or is that at all close to it, I should say?
Yeah, that would work. I don't know what are you going to do, look at my bank statements and stuff?
Yeah, so it's just three things that we actually look for the actual approval. It's just a one-page app that I would send you. It's very straightforward, pretty basic information. And then it's just, did you file 2015 taxes, or did you do an extension on it?
No, I filed.
Okay. Okay, so then we would just need the 2015 tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once you get that over to me, I submit it to underwriting, and I can usually get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what programs and rates you're going to qualify for. Once you're approved, the offer is good for 90 days, and you can kind of go from there if it makes sense from the business. We can get you funded in just about 24 hours after that.
Okay, well, just send me your whatever you need to fill out, and I'll get it back over to you today or tomorrow.
Okay, the email here, I just want to confirm, you have it down as danny.beardjr@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay, and then just a quick question there with the Swift Capital situation that you had. Were you looking to refi the 40K that was remaining, or did you just want to take out a secondary position?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, we can look at both options there for you. I just wanted to see if you had a preference. So we can see what we can do on both sides. If you have a current amount, what's the word I'm looking for, remaining there on it, if you can somehow obtain a copy of that, to send that over just so we know what we're working with you there. Just the more information we have on that, the better approval I'm going to be able to get for you. And that's just my job here is to do everything that I possibly can to get you in the best position. But I'll shoot that information over for you, Danny. Maybe follow up with you here Wednesday morning if I don't hear back around the same time. Does that work for you?
That'll work.
All right, Danny. I'll shoot that over. We'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, Tyler. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thank you. Bye.